Hey, Michelle, I just wanted to reach out and thank you for the mastermind the other day. It was awesome, as it always is. Whether I'm on the hot seat and listening to everybody's advice and everybody's chiming in and trying to help me with the issue that I'm dealing with, or even if I'm not on the hot seat and I'm just listening to the conversation, it's always great, it's always brilliant, and I love how you facilitate it and make sure that everybody feels really supported. So thank you.
Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome back to The Real Truth About Business. I don't know why I'm singing. Do you ever like catch yourself doing that? I see it and I hear it all the time. It's like, I don't know what it is. But anyway, hi, how are you? And I hope you're having a fabulous week. I hope you're having a fabulous month. I would say happy Wednesday because the episodes release on Wednesday, but I don't know what day you're listening. Also, too, a reminder, I don't know if you've seen it or heard it, but there are now two additional episodes being released on Fridays that are like live, I'm calling them focused action coaching sessions. I am having so much fun with them. I hope that you've listened. If not, you might not have even seen it. They're every other Friday as of right now. If you want to get yourself scheduled for a coaching session, you absolutely can. I will make sure the link is in the show notes for that. Super fun. They're completely free. I am loving them. It's really been fun. So anyway, that's my little update for you today. But today we're talking about the power of masterminds. What is a mastermind? How can it benefit you? What to look for in a mastermind? I personally feel that every single business owner should be in some form of mastermind for if they are looking to grow their business. I think it is the one investment of time and money that every single business owner should have. And I personally am in a mastermind. I think you can, at different seasons in your business, there are all kinds of different masterminds. And there is usually one that you can find for almost every season in your business. I know that there's a lot of coaches that talk about being in like a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year mastermind type thing. I'm not talking about that. I think that there's a time and a place for it. And if that's something that's very important to people, then I am, by all means, I'm never going to tell anybody not to. It's not personally where I'm at in my business. You know, I am not afraid to share that and tell you guys. I always keep it real, keep it honest, keep it transparent. Maybe there's a limiting belief there. Maybe there's a little bit still more money mindset work that needs to be done. But I personally, at this point, do not see the value in that, right? And so it doesn't mean that there is not value. It means I personally don't see the value in it right now. And if I don't see the value in it right now, then a lot of times when you don't see the value, you don't get the results, okay? Which is actually a topic for another day, talking about that. But right now, the topic is masterminds, right? What is a mastermind? What to look for, all right? I mean, simply stated, this is not a group coaching program, all right? There is a hybrid. The Focus Visionary Mastermind is a hybrid group coaching program with a mastermind, but I make it very clear to still have a mastermind component that is 100% a mastermind, not anything coaching, okay? So keep that very clear in your distinction if you are looking and what you're investing in. If you want a mastermind is truly a peer-to-peer group. Okay. Peer to peer, it's small groups. They are usually not more than 10 people. If you're joining a mastermind with more than 10 people, there's a good chance you're not in a true mastermind. Okay. So keep that in mind. They are small groups of like-minded people, like-minded individuals that help support you, that share their knowledge, share their expertise, hold one another accountable. You usually meet once a month or every other month. Some of them meet weekly. I don't know, but they meet at various times, right? But the key here is that it is a group that is peer to peer. Okay. There's usually a facilitator. Like I am the facilitator, and oftentimes the facilitator will participate in giving their knowledge, sharing their knowledge, but they don't always either. Okay. But what you don't want is to get into what some coaches are calling a mastermind, where it's basically them is the only one talking, right? And they're not allowing for that peer-to-peer conversation. The peer-to-peer conversation is where the magic is. It's getting other people's perspectives. It's getting other people's opinions. It's asking them and hearing what they are seeing or hearing in your business. It's letting them in and getting vulnerable with people and getting very close with people and sharing, like, here's what I'm struggling with, or here's what I would do, or here's a situation I'm in. How would you handle it? Okay. So that really is, I mean, there's so much power in that alone. And I could end this episode right now and just say, like, what would it mean to you to have somebody in your business that you could just log in on Zoom with and say, like, here's what I'm going through, here's what I'm experiencing. And somebody else to say, oh yeah, I was in that position. Like, oh, that happened to me, or I feel exactly the same. And here's how I did this, or here's how I handled this, right? Like, there is so much power in that. All right. But alone, like, that's the power. But I want to give you some examples of just the insane power of a mastermind. I personally am in a mastermind right now, and it was so helpful. A couple of weeks ago, I was on the hot seat and I was getting ready to promote the 5-day reset, the strategic reset. And I was asking them about the language that I was using on the landing page and just in my wording and in my, just what I was saying. And I will be honest, like, the things that they heard, they were like, Michelle, when you're explaining it, here's what I'm hearing, but that's not at all what's on your landing page, or here's what you said. Like, just the ability for them to hear what I was saying, for me to verbally be able to process what I was trying to convey, what the program was, the emotion behind it, and for them to hear, actively listen and pull those words out because I couldn't hear them for myself, was so powerful. I've still continued to use that language. I have it written down. Like, it was just really, really beneficial for me to be able to verbally process, especially if you are somebody like me who verbally processes, right? And you need to talk things out. And this actually just happened in the mastermind that I am a part of. She was asking us for some feedback on her website copy, and we were starting to give it to her. And then the emotion kicked in and we got her to really tell us exactly what she was trying to convey and what she was trying to do. And we were like, that right there, exactly what you just said. And it was recorded and it was beautiful. And she could go back and she can pull those words out and create that emotion. And it's going to connect so much better with her ideal audience, right? And so there's just so much power in that. But also too, in the group I'm in, there's a woman that's going through like a really tough, deep personal situation with her son. And she said, I'm really battling and I'm struggling to figure out, like, how do I balance between this personal thing that I have to do? And it's requiring a lot of my attention and it's causing me stress and my body is responding and I'm having some medical issues because of the stress. And like, yeah, I have this business over here that I still need to run. And like, how can you balance? And we were all able to give her some really just, first of all, give her the permission to give herself the grace, which I think is what most of us need a lot of times, is simply just the permission to give ourselves grace, which is so powerful, but also give her some really key pieces of feedback that allowed her to go, you know what? You're right. This is the advice I would give to my clients, but we are really tough at giving ourselves that advice. So that's really so powerful in having a mastermind, is just most of the time it's what I always say is, like, most of the time with masterminds is the advice that's given is not anything new. It's not anything we don't know. It's not anything we haven't heard before, but we hear it in the moment that we need it. And we oftentimes it's just like, oh yeah, it simplifies things. It's like, oh yeah, duh. I knew that. I had the answers. I have the answers within. Just like that woman with her copy, she was getting so wrapped up in the words. And when we just allowed her to speak freely, it all just came out and it was so beautiful. So anyway, those are just some examples. A couple other things to think about as far as masterminds is, there are mastermind groups that are industry specific. So like, if you're a copywriter, there are masterminds that everybody in there is a copywriter, right? Or everybody in there is a virtual assistant or a web designer, or maybe they're all creatives, which I think can be very powerful as well, because you can build some amazing referral partners and strategic partnerships, and you can learn kind of like, here's what I'm doing. Here's what's working for me. Here's this client, right? You have very similar experiences, and that can be very helpful. The other side is to get into a mastermind that is very diverse with varying different businesses and industries. And that's usually what I host and what I facilitate and what I see work really, really well is I love the vast diversity. Like right now, the Focus Visionary Mastermind is the current group. It has an attorney. It has a couple different LinkedIn specialists in there, but they focus on LinkedIn very differently. Their expertise is very different on the platform. There's a Reiki and a spiritual mentor in there. There's a ClickUp like specialist, somebody who does project management, but she also has a sausage company. Her and her husband make like gourmet sausage and they sell it at farmers markets. So she's in there. And then there's a dog trainer, right? And there's people that have been in business for 2 years all the way up to 20 years. And so there's just such an amazing perspective that comes from businesses. And what I also love to see is that even though their businesses are so different, a lot of the things that they deal with and a lot of the struggles or the things that they're bringing to the table are very similar, and or by having such varying opinions, they get really amazing feedback from that, because you're not just like, we have a couple people that build their business locally. Well, they give very different feedback than the people that have primarily built their business in the online space, right? But it's so beneficial to get different perspectives of people that are like kind of new to the online space and wouldn't necessarily haven't run their business in that way. And then on the flip side, people that have run their businesses extremely successfully without the use of social media, without the use of, you know, digital marketing and all of that. And like, there's so much interesting perspective that comes from that and just all these different experiences and expertise and skill sets that come to the table. So I'm a huge fan of getting in groups that are vast, like have a vast diversity, but there's also a lot of power in being in a group that is specific to your industry. So those are some things to think about and consider when you're looking for a mastermind.
Hey, Michelle, just wanted to let you know how much I'm truly appreciating the mastermind and the Focus Visionary group. I love getting on these meetings with strong entrepreneurs and picking their brain, but I also love the support that's provided. It helps me remember that I am human and that my fears, my concerns, all of my insecurities are normal and that I can just notice them and move on, continue to grow, and have the support of other like-minded people. So thanks again. Love getting together and having the collaboration. It's extremely inspiring and helps me move forward in my business.
And again, obviously pricing varies. I'm in a mastermind that's $79 a month. The Focus Visionary is $300 a month, because again, that's a group that's kind of a hybrid group coaching program. It includes a lot more than just the mastermind. There's other pieces to it. And then there's masterminds that are $1,000 a month, like we talked about, all the way up to like $20,000 a year. So I don't know that price point necessarily equals value in that sense, right? Like, I am getting such amazing value for my business in this moment by paying $79, but I would also get a completely different experience if I invested in a mastermind that was maybe a little bit more expensive, right? And maybe a little bit more specific in what I was doing. So again, I don't know. I am personally not one that says shop on price, right? I'm saying shop by the people. Like, I really enjoy the facilitator and I love her and I think she's amazing. April with Wise Women, I'm going to put the link there because I think it's really powerful to always promote and give you guys opportunities of like, if I'm in a group and I have somebody who I know facilitates well, I want to share it with you. So her name is April Hyatt. She does Wise Women Masterminds. She has several groups. So I think that's really, really powerful too, if that's something you're looking for. And they're $79 a month, right? So there's just a lot of price doesn't necessarily equal value. Okay. Let me just preface that. Another huge benefit, and I love to see this, is the long-term relationships, the networking, the collaborations, the referral partnerships, the strategic partnerships that are born through a mastermind. I really highly encourage collaboration, especially in the masterminds that I facilitate. I really encourage them to get together, to figure out how they can work together, how they can refer clients to one another. And I actually love in they're long term. So even if a mastermind only lasts 6 months or a year, or, you know, sometimes more, sometimes masterminds go on. I ran the Accelerated Business Alliance for almost 3 years. And those people were, there was always new people, but there was a core group of people that had been there from like day one, and they're in the Focus Visionary Mastermind. Like, there's just this beautiful relationship that is born that's long term. And I also just had a conversation with somebody. She was like, you know what, Michelle, so-and-so from the Accelerated Business Alliance, her and I, we still talk all the time. We're some of the best referral partners. I see this actually with many people that were in my masterminds, is that they are really, really powerful strategic partners. And I talked to one, she said, like, most of my business, we just refer each other back and forth. And like, that's how we've grown. So there's so much beauty that comes from that. Like, think about the power of other people's audiences, the power of referral partnerships, and like reducing your client acquisition costs, and how that leads to them referring you to one person that refers you to another person, right? Like, this compound effect of referral and networking is, so even though it's a small group, most people in those small groups are also networking in other small groups or other communities. And so they bring those experiences in, they bring those people in, they make those introductions. And so, like, you become this like amazing core group of referral partners where, like, no matter who you need, like, you can count on them. Like, you know, I always say, like, I got a guy. Like, my mastermind members are my guys, like, quote unquote guys, you know. I just say that as a joke because it's a friend that always says that. But you know what I mean? Like, they are your core group of people. Like, yeah, I know somebody, you know? And so there's so much power in that in your clients. It's such a massive win for the people that come into your world as a client, because they already know, like, and trust you. And now you know these people's businesses. You've seen them. You've seen their vulnerabilities. You've seen where they're at in their business, and you know, and you feel good about referring them. And that you really can't get that in a lot of networking, like in big, big networking groups, where these small groups, you can really start to get to know somebody for who they are, their personalities. You understand what makes them tick. You know exactly like who to refer. And it's just, it's really, really beautiful. Okay. And then I think the last thing that I want to touch on here is, like, picture it like having a board of directors. You see these shows and all these corporate and these big corporations, and they have these board of directors, right? They have these C-suite executives, your CEO, your CFO, your COO, your C la 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 la, right? Like CMO. And they have all of these departments and all of these like directors giving them like advice and like, here's what I'm seeing. And basically a mastermind is like creating your own little board of directors, because for many of us, we don't have the means or the resources or the need to hire these people full time, but we need people in those areas of expertise. And so the masterminds become your board of directors, your sounding board, the people that can say, like, hey, no, now's not the right time. Like, listen to yourself. This is not what, did you just hear what you said? Like, you just said A, B, and C, and now you're going with this. Like, they're that sounding board, that voice of reason, that truth that you need, that we can't necessarily not afford to hire or have a need to hire full time, right? And so if you know that you have these people that you can count on and that you know are going to give you honest feedback, then it really serves such a great, like a greater purpose in your business to know, like, I don't need all of these people because I've got my board of directors, quote unquote, in my mastermind, right? And so, you know, if you've got a question, you're going to get this collective mind and a collective experiences and collective skills that are going to keep you on track. So I, hopefully you can hear it in my voice. Like, I just, again, like, this is something I could talk about forever. I believe wholeheartedly in it. It's why it is always, always, always a piece of my business. I will always facilitate them because I love seeing the power of them. I also love to be a member of them, but it will always be something that I offer. And the Focus Visionary Mastermind is, I have decided to leave it open. It is application based in the sense that I just want to make sure it's a good fit, because I don't want people signing up for a program that is not a good fit, or like a group that would not necessarily serve them. So it's application based in that way, but it is open and it is available. All right. So if you are wanting, if you're listening to all of this and you're saying, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need, I would love to chat with you about the Focus Visionary Mastermind. I have another group forming. So, because again, I'm very, very loyal to the groups that are already there. Sometimes adding in new blood is good. Sometimes it's not, right? Like sometimes this core group is really functioning well and I don't want to disrupt that. So I either will form a new group, or I will put people in the groups that I feel are the best fit for them. That's something I'm very passionate about and I will not waver on. So it is application based. It's $300 a month. You can visit MichelleDenioConsulting.com/FV Mastermind. If you want to see what I mean when I say it's a hybrid group coaching with a mastermind, but there is 100% a peer-to-peer mastermind every single month where we just facilitate. I'm there to take notes. I hold the accountability. We do an around the room. We have hot seats, support seats, power seats, whatever you want to call them. I'd love to have you apply if you really, again, it is to me one of the best investments you can make in your business, and it should be a priority investment, quite honestly. It should be a massive priority investment to be in a mastermind group, because there's nothing that compares to that knowledge, like the knowledge and the like minds, and just knowing that you have that support system in your business. Because your family and friends aren't going to be that. Your biz bestie can only get, you know, is your biz bestie, but they aren't, she's often not the person that's going to tell you like it is, or give it to you straight, or give you that experience and knowledge. And so there's biz besties and then there's masterminds, and masterminds are designed for growth. They're designed to give you a little bit of a push. That mastermind I was in actually this morning at time of recording, she said, you know, I asked for feedback. You guys are giving it to me. I'm pissed off about it, quite honestly. She's like, I'm just going to be honest. I'm feeling confronted. I'm feeling conflicted, but I asked for it. So I'm going to sit with it. But this is what I needed to hear, right? And so that was powerful for her. Like, I loved that she was vulnerable enough to say, like, it's pissing me off, but I asked for it, you know? And there's just not another space. You're just not going to get that in another space. I just believe wholeheartedly that that is something that cannot be replaced in any other way. So anyway, I could go on and on. I'm going to wrap it up. I love you. I believe in you. I will talk to you soon. And if you are interested in the mastermind, check link in the show notes. All right. I'll talk to you.
Hey, Michelle, I wanted to share with you how much of an incredible impact your mastermind has made on me. As you know, entrepreneurship can be really fucking lonely sometimes. And since joining your group, I feel like I am surrounded by teammates, almost like a little family. All of my emotions are validated, as well as my struggles. And my wins are celebrated. I really, really like that. I also love that I have the opportunity to share with them as well and to give back like a family would. I'm really happy. I've been called out in the group. I've been supported and raised up. I've had my own intuitive pulls be validated. I've been given new ways of thinking and ideas that I wouldn't have thought of on my own. And it's just brought me so much clarity. So thank you so much.